Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, everyone. I jumped in a little early there. Welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Rebecca Massoud, your host for Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. And our topic today is how to create your biggest business breakthrough to create more fulfillment and financial success, something we all want. And I'm so excited to bring you our guest today, the founder and CEO of Fab Fempreneurs, Sarah Clark Williams. Welcome, Sarah.
Hey, Rebecca. Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be on the show, and thank you again for inviting me to be your first ever guest. I'm excited.
Woohoo! Yes. So excited to have you here, Sarah. Thank you for joining us. So let's just dive right in. Tell us about Fab Fempreneurs. I so want to hear how you came up with this name, who you serve, and how you support them.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. So first and foremost, I want to share that I've been an entrepreneur and business owner for over 11 years now. Super grateful for that. It's definitely not an easy road, as you know. And so grateful to be in business for over 11 years and started my first business out of my corporate job, which was really focused on life coaching, personal development, transition coaching for women, professional women. And so I left my corporate job in organizational development back in August of 2008 to focus on that. And, you know, quickly kind of dove in and learned a lot about, you know, what works, what doesn't work, made a lot of, you know, trial and error mistakes as a new entrepreneur, but served me so well in starting Fab Fempreneurs, which is my second business, and led me to launch Fab Fempreneurs in November of 2012. I basically looked back at the last, like, you know, 4 years of being in business to that point and realized, wow, the majority of my clients were women business owners and women entrepreneurs, and they were asking me for more than, you know, the personal development support and strategies, and really started saying, hey, can you help me? You know, you have this great background in, you know, developing organizations and people and processes. Can you help me in my business? And so I was doing that for a couple of years, which led me to go ahead and say yes to that request, really the demand, and made that decision to start Fab Fempreneurs in November of 2012.
Wow, what a journey. Well, I'm going to come back to that question I asked you earlier about, you know, tell us more about it. But I really want to hear, because I'm just imagining there are people listening, there are women listening that are in a corporate job, and maybe they're really thinking about, you know, they want to take that leap out of corporate and into their own business. And I'm so curious, like, what made you do that 11 years ago?
Yeah, you know, the long story short of it is I was really clear about realizing that I wasn't thriving in the space I was in. So although my corporate job was wonderful in so many ways and ultimately served as what I now lovingly refer to as my business boot camp, it really was not allowing me to bring my whole self to the table. I felt that I learned a lot. It was great, definitely an amazing experience being, you know, one of the youngest people one of the fewest females in the organization, in a very male-centric environment, high-tech corporation, and going through the lessons that I did and being able to prove to myself that I could be successful in that environment, that was great. Also, you know, when I was honest with myself, I really saw that I wasn't fully thriving. I was ready for more. I really wanted to make a bigger impact. Although I was making good money, had the benefits and all of that good stuff, I really wasn't seeing and feeling that I was able to make the impact on people's lives that I really wanted. And so I started looking at, okay, well, what would that look like? And, you know, I went back to some, personality assessments and career assessments and stuff and leadership assessments and things that I, you know, from my background, and just to kind of reconnect with, okay, who am I? What are my gifts and talents and strengths and passions? And then I talked with people and I said, you know, straight up, I said, you know, you guys know me. What do you see as my strengths? What do you see as the biggest impact I've made in your life or your, you know, clients on you in your career? And then I did some informational interviews, which is very, you know, typical when you're exploring a new career path. And it resulted in me getting clarity that I truly desired to work with women, at that time, women in launching their life, and that ended up being the first business that I started with Launch Your Life, and that's exactly what I was doing myself. So it really provided that personal, from the heart, soul reason that I left my corporate job, and with the same, you know, fire that I was bringing and sense of purpose that I was bringing to my clients at the time to help them launch their life, whatever that looked like for them.
Well, it's so interesting, Sarah, that what you said about how often, you know, your business, it often mirrors exactly, you know, what's going on in your own life. So I love that. So it started as a Launch Your Life because you were in that space. And then you took it into the fab fempreneurs and that just, you know, it's just, I love that it often mirrors, and that's, you know, very similar to my own experience.
Right.
And some things you said just about just imagining there are people listening that can really relate to not being able to bring your full self to the table. Like just feeling that sense of not fully thriving. I mean, I so relate to that, having been in the corporate world for more than 2 decades and, you know, started my business 6 years ago. So this isn't about bashing the corporate world at all.
No.
But it's really about finding your, being in tune, finding your sweet spot.
Right, exactly. So really listening. And, you know, that's a big part of what I do as my core is as a business coach, but, you know, I've grown Fab Entrepreneur so much over the years, and not only, you know, provide private coaching, but also, you know, group opportunities, masterminds, and some annual events, and we'll talk about one of those at the end of our time. But ultimately, what really the focus of Fab Entrepreneurs is to support women entrepreneurs and business owners who are primarily service providers who really do want to make more money, they want to make a bigger impact, and they want to enjoy it, they want to have fun. And that's the place that I call your sweet spot. And I truly, truly believe, you know, that's, you know, we have that opportunity. So for those of us who chose, when we were in tune with reflecting with, you know, what was going on in our lives that led us to start our own businesses, that's the beauty of having our own business, is that we get to choose every day. We get to choose who we work with and create that greater sense of fulfillment. And I'll say that the process of doing that isn't always clear or easy. I saw that early on, starting Fab Entrepreneurs, I saw quickly that a lot of other women in business were, you know, spinning their wheels. They really were overwhelmed by what it took to grow their business. And so that inspired me to create a tool that I want to share with you guys today, and it's that the Fab Four formula, and to provide a framework to really simplify the process of growing your business. Because, you know, there's a ton of stuff that we're focusing on. There's when we have big goals and we're working it, and, you know, we have a big vision, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be done. And sometimes that can feel overwhelming. And it can also mean that our heads kind of get in the weeds sometimes. And it can feel, you know, like, what are we doing again? And why are we doing this? So I saw the need to create a simple visual tool and assessment to allow that clarity to happen for women at whatever stage or industry of their business. So it's a great tool. The Fast Forward Formula is a great tool for you to not only evaluate your business where you're at right now. So those who are with us listening, you know, you can look at the Fab Four formula and use it to evaluate how things are going in your business and to kind of diagnose what's working and what's not. But it's also a great tool to support you in guiding you and staying aligned and in your sweet spot. So you mentioned that earlier, Rebecca. And that's what it's all about, is finding that sweet spot and finding that sort of, you know, that mix of things for you where you're in your sweet spot, because that's so subjective for all of us.
So true. Yes, it is different for everyone. So I love that out of this, out of your business and your work, you've created this formula to really help women entrepreneurs. And you, I know you had shared with me previously that there are four areas of this formula that are designed to create more freedom and fulfillment and financial abundance and fun, because we got to have fun in our business, right?
Exactly.
So what are, tell us, let's go a little more deeper into those four areas of your Fab Four formula.
Sure, absolutely. So the concept here is when you have these four areas in place, and they're supporting each other, you're really going to be getting your greatest results with the greatest ease. And so that's that sweet spot. That's where you really feel like the efforts that you're putting forth are really returning the results and experiences and outcomes that you want and need. So the four areas are head, heart, habits, and hub. And I want to hone in on each of those and explain what each of those mean. So,
Let's say those again. Head, heart.
Head, heart, habit, hub. Yes.
Great.
Head, heart, habit,
hub. Tell us more about those.
Yes. So when I was thinking about all the things, all the crazy things, all the amazing things that we need to do to have a successful business and accomplish and contribute and experience all that we want in or through our business, I had to bubble up. Like, what, you know, I'm going to simplify this and bubble it up to these four areas. What are they? And so head really is about getting your head in the game. To be successful in business, you have to have your head in the game. We have to have, and what does that mean? It means you're doing things like taking time to set direction. You know, if you're the main Fab Femmepreneur in charge of your company, then you need to be making time for setting direction, setting goals, and planning. And I'm a big believer in setting an elaborate vision. So I actually do that before I even go to set goals. I refresh and create my vision for my business in the next year. And that does definitely evolve, but it's definitely a huge factor in feeling that I'm in my sweet spot. And so that's something you want to be doing, is when you're getting your head in the game, you want to be thinking about those things. You want to be setting time aside to really get that clear direction, to spend some time with the strategizing. And, you know, some people, you know, I work with both head and heart-based fempreneurs, and so more of my very heart-centered fempreneurs, you know, tend to be a little less likely to spend time in this space. But I'll say, again, this is where we need to be bringing our full self to the table. So let's not undervalue any aspect of ourselves here. So that's the first area of being in your sweet spot, the first area of the Fab Four formula.
Go ahead and tell us, and let's go into the three others quickly, heart, the habit,
so
and the hub. And this is my challenge to you, Sarah, is to let's get it in like that one sentence each, because I have few more questions I want to ask you before
Not a problem. Okay, so heart, you want to have a heart in your business. So this is really all about allowing that time for creativity and inspiration. So it's bringing your heart into the mix And, you know, in our corporate jobs, it was undervalued. It was all about, you know, more the masculine, more the head. This is your opportunity to bring that passion and inspiration and really make time for those things and connect deeply with the things that matter in your business. Habit.
Beautiful.
Is all about making your habits work for you. So making your habits work for you. So one of the things that you could easily ask yourself if you're thinking, wow, is this serving me? You know, how are my habits? It's, hey, what are the things that are serving me? What are the things that are helping me versus hindering me? And another power question here is this getting me closer to my goal? And if it's not, then it may not be a habit that you want to continue. Okay? And then the fourth area of the Fab Four formula is hub, your hub. This is about choosing your hub wisely because the people and the places that we surround ourselves with are impactful. They influence us. So a big believer in putting it out there regularly that I work with positive, passionate, growth-minded women entrepreneurs and business owners who are looking to make meaningful connections, make more money, make a bigger impact, and have more fun. Yes, that was a mouthful. But I say that frequently because I'm sticking to that, and it really is a great factor with attracting those types of people into my hub. So for those of you listening, definitely think about how, you know, who's in your hub right now? Are they supporting you towards your goals? And if you want to make some changes there, that's a great place to start. It's just thinking, you know, who is supportive of me and my goals? So those are the four areas of the Fab Four formula.
I love it. I love it. Head, heart, habits, and hub. And for you and for what you're, I know what you're all about is getting into the sweet spot of your business and creating results with the greatest ease. It's like, isn't that what we all want?
Yes.
And I think you've created this perfect square. It's like the cornerstones of a successful business. And, you know, just all of this is so, so important for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I know you have an assessment.
Yeah. I want to add that it's applicable for all of us, no matter how long we've been in business. And it might sound a little simple at first glance, especially for those who have been in business a little bit longer and more established. But what it really is about understanding that your sweet spot changes throughout the year. So as you evolve and your business evolves, what that sweet spot looks like can change. So it's really important to stay in tune with that and how you can set yourself up for success within each of these areas. And it again comes back to, you know, not just achieving those financial outcomes, but also achieving those vision outcomes, the impact that you want to make. So those two aspects are equally important, and the Fab Four formula can help you stay kind of on that path, and it sort of serves as a compass, if you will.
Oh, I love that, having a compass. And yes, it does change. And so having that opportunity to regularly kind of get a temperature check and look at the compass and help you navigate to what's that next step or next level that you're going through.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you have an assessment, and I think that leads us into how our listeners can get in touch with you in case they want to reach out after our show. So tell us quickly how they could contact you.
Sure. So, of course, they can go to my website, fabempreneurs.com, and you'll see on the menu on the About tab, if you click on the About tab, that'll take you to the Fab Four Formula page where you can see this visual that I've been talking about and how it works, the four areas, and how they overlap, and what maybe pain points that you're experiencing when you're leaving one or more out. So you'll want to check that out. And on that page as well is a link to take the Fab Four Sweet Spot Assessment. So that is going to give you a download. You'll print it out, and you'll be able to assess yourself in each of these four areas and get a score, and then immediately start making some tweaks and adjustments so that you can be in your sweet spot pretty quickly by taking some really important steps that will make a big difference. And then, of course, you know, people can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Facebook is just Fabempreneurs, and then Instagram is just my name, Sarah Clark Williams.
Awesome, Sarah. That assessment sounds really cool, an opportunity to really just check in and see where you are right now with those four areas. So I love that. Tell me, what is, you know, you've been in business now for yourself for a while. I mean, more than a decade, which is quite remarkable. I mean, truly. So I really want to congratulate you and applaud you for that accomplishment. I mean, that is huge. So
Thank you. Journey, of course.
Experience. Of course. Yeah. It's such a journey. And just with all your experience, what would you say is the biggest piece of advice to women entrepreneurs who are looking to get momentum going quickly in their business and increase sales? Because that's, you know, truly, the sales is truly the lifeblood of the business. If we're not making money in our business, we don't have a business.
We don't have a business, exactly. And I say, you know, there ain't no shame in a good money game, because it's easy as women to kind of shy back from saying that they want to make more money because they just want to be in service. And I'm like, hey, if you're in service, you're making money. If you're doing well at being in service, you're going to do well financially. So I love that, and I love the question, because there's so many different things. But for those specifically who are looking to get momentum going quickly, increase sales quickly, maybe, you know, they have something coming up and they need that injection of sales or revenue, cash flow, or they're just maybe at a spot in their business, they're stuck for whatever reason. I am a big believer in going, kind of coming back to the core of what you do, and the place in your business where you've had the biggest impact and success with people and your clients, and choosing a way to deliver that will be pretty quick to do without necessarily having to spend a lot of time setting anything up. So there's been times where all of us, even though I've been able to, you know, establish a lot of leverage at this point in my business, there's been times where throughout my business there's been something that's occurred and I needed to, you know, inject some cash flow into my business quickly. And so I always go back to, where am I making the biggest impact, and is that, how profitable can that be? So if somebody specifically is a service provider, or they're a coach or consultant of some sort, you know, whether they're a photographer or they're a marketing consultant, or they're even more specific in some sort of, they work with consumers or individuals with, like, maybe health and wellness support or coaching or consulting, there's always an opportunity to go back to, okay, where have I had the best success with my client, and how can I package that in a way that's super, it's an easy yes for somebody, and it's going to be packageable, if you will. So it could be a, you know, one-time session. It could be a program that's packaged, that's online. Whatever somebody has had success with to this point, I think that's where you want to look. And then with that, start with your peeps. We all have people who love us, who we supported. We have a network. So I'm a big believer then in reaching out to that network and asking for support and saying, who do you know that really could use support and help and guidance in this area?
That I totally believe that. I mean, I think that is, you know, our own network of people that know us intimately, that totally trust us, is one of the most overlooked ways that we can rapidly grow our business. And so
yeah.
I really am happy that you are bringing that up, to start with your own people and really reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
so true. It's so true. Because when you get a call or an email from a good, you know, friend or someone close in your network, it's like you're right there wanting to help them. So I love that. And there's an element of vulnerability in that reach
mm-hmm.
out. But it's so, so important to do that and be willing to ask for that support. And I know you are all about support, the hub in your Fab Four formula, and you have an event coming up, so that, which is all about bringing, you know, incredible, amazing women entrepreneurs together in the room live for a couple of days. Tell us more about your upcoming event.
Yes, so I think that, you know, there's a big opportunity for us to get together and share meaningful collaboration and conversations and connections, and also take some time to work on our business, to get away from the busy, you know, the daily, and get clear and get the clarity and have that time to work on your business. And so that's why I launched Fab Fempreneur Fest. So that this year in September, September 27th and 28th in Carlsbad, the Westin Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, that's where we're going to be hanging out. It's going to be really amazing. It's a great venue. And that is what led me to launch Fest, is because I saw the need for women to really get in the same room who are growth-minded, who are ready to proactively work on their business, and maybe struggle with carving out the necessary time to do that. I mean, it's super easy even for myself to be like, okay, I got an hour to work on my business, as opposed to a full, you know, 2 days of really getting clarity, evaluating where things are going and where things are at, and making some plans and having real-time feedback and brainstorming with other women who are doing the same. So that's what Fest is all about in September, September 27th through 28th, and it's going to be the 2 days, so it's a business-building conference meets retreat. And we're also going to be having lots of fun as well. So end of day one, we're doing yoga. End of day two, we're going to be having a mixer and dancing. So we're combining all of those important aspects to create that much-needed time on your business as well as experience and connection. And so if anybody
is
thinking, heck yeah, that's me, I totally need that, they can go to the Fab Fempreneurs website. So it's fabfempreneurs.com/fest, F-E-S-T, and all of the details are on there, and including some important deadlines, and including an early bird deadline that's tomorrow, April 30th at midnight, which is the early bird deadline for the pair of tickets, so bring a friend tickets. So the early bird individual is $5.97, and the insanely amazing, crazy deal for the Bring a Friend early bird ticket is only $8.97. So definitely check
Great.
That out.
Awesome. And I'm going to be speaking. So I'm really, really excited to be a participant in those 2 days in September, and also be one of your guest speakers, because I know you're going to have a handful of guest speakers there. So that is
– yeah.
And, of course, we'll get to be with you. And it sounds just like the perfect way to really work on all those four areas that you talk about in your Fab Four formula.
Exactly.
So I love that. So important.
Yeah, and I'm excited that your speaker, one of our 6 breakout session speakers, will be having the breakout sessions in the afternoon. So lots of learning opportunity there. And you'll be speaking in more detail about, you know, what it takes to be a successful speaker, right?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'll be talking about. So I can't wait. So Sarah, I have one more question. This is like speed round now. Are you ready? So I'm going to say 3 words, and you tell me in one sentence which one you resonate the most with and why. Ready? 3 words are savvy, soulful, successful.
So all 3 are really important, obviously, but if I'm going to choose one that I'm resonating with most now, as today and at this stage, I would say soulful. And the reason is because everything that I do needs to come from that place for me, and it needs to be true to who I am and my why, and why am I in business, and serve my greater vision, not just the task in front of me. And so soulful connects with everything that I am and everything that I want to do and why I'm doing it. So that's the word for me today.
Beautiful, Sarah. Thank you. I love kind of tying it all, everything you shared up on that note. So thank you so much. And that is our show for today. I want to say thank you again, Sarah, for being our amazing guest today. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And a special thanks to all of our listeners. I know we have here in the U.S. and internationally. So welcome, welcome. And we are going to be back again for another Women Lead Radio Show Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. So I want to thank you for joining me. It's been my sincere pleasure to be your host today of Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. And remember, these potent words from the late great poet Mary Oliver, you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.